the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
From Jack Memorial Studios are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lyon Jr. and Mark Davila, brought to you by Hotshot Condoms, the first condoms for children or small penis men.
And here we are again, the old stuff. What are we doing this time?
This week we are going to help you and I out because we need to improve our personalities, and this video from 1951 teaches you just how to do that.
Oh, interesting. I mean, I'm not sure if we need to do something, but I know what you need to do. You need to shut the fuck up. My personality's fine.
Well, yeah, your personality that you show us in the show and me, but what about when you're at work, grumbling to yourself?
When I'm at work, I don't need to show personality. Personality's not for everyone.
Of all the places that you'd want to show personality, that'd be one of them, because then you can move up in the world, you know?
I don't need to fucking move up. I'm on the bottom. You know what happens when you try and move up? You stay at the bottom, but you feel like shit about it because you're trying so hard to move up. Meanwhile, you just,
Mark,
you know,
is the king of lateral moves.
You just fucking stay on the bottom and know that's where you're staying. You're all right. It's like, listen, this is where I expect to be anyway. Not like, why aren't I on the top yet?
So you're saying don't have any expectations or drive or
goals. No.
Just be happy with it. If you're born to a poor family, you just go, well, that's it for that. I get a job at McDonald's. We're done.
Have goals, strive for things, but don't fucking get all these high and mighty hopes in your head. Just like, listen, this is probably how it's going to be. I'll try
for
this.
You know the thing is, though? And I think people are right to say this, too. If you have no confidence that you can do something, you're probably not going to do it. You got to believe in yourself.
What did I just say? I said try still.
Yeah, but trying and believing you can, because a person who doesn't truly believe that they can make it in the world isn't going to move to California to be an actor. If you're like, well, probably not going to work out, but I'll go there anyway.
The thing is, you're right. You got to go there.
I know, but you got to go there thinking I'm going to be an actor. Otherwise, you're not. There's no
and
chance.
How are you going to feel when you go there and you fucking fail?
How are you going to feel when you're 50 years or 70 years old and you go, man, I wish I would have moved to Hollywood and tried to be an actor. Maybe I probably wouldn't have made it, but at least I tried. Now I'll never know if it would have worked out or not.
You kind of know.
I think that's the worst. Regret is way worse than failure. We've said it a million times. You've agreed with me in the past, but somehow you're on the other side.
Like being the devil's advocate. Yeah. Whatever you say, I disagree.
Well, you agree with me in that one.
Yeah. All right. Well, what do we got today? What are we doing?
What do you think we've been talking about the last 4 minutes?
Oh yeah, I forgot. All right, just push play.
Idiot.
Fucking play it. This is an episode of Ren and Stimpy. Stimpy, you idiot!
We're not even on the air anymore.
Ren.
I just got a dizzy spell, so if I pass out in the show...
Why are you dying?
I don't know.
We often talk about personality.
Oh, yeah.
What do we mean?
I don't know.
Boy, has she got personality.
That means she's got a sweet ass.
Mm. No, I wouldn't give him a job. He can do the work all right, but his personality wouldn't fit in here.
That means he was a black man.
Oh, I don't know. I don't like her personality. Do you?
She's ugly.
What do we mean when we talk about personality?
Apparently it's pretty subjective.
What is your personality?
Awesome.
It is the way you get along with other people around you.
Oh.
And with your changing environment.
Oh.
That's not true
you
at all.
You want certain things from other people.
Those dudes were talking about that chick's ass.
The way to go about getting
had
those
had nothing
things
to do with how she interacted with anyone.
Your personality.
Being hot.
For example, did you ever want to go one place when the gang wanted to go somewhere else?
The gang? What the fuck?
What did you do? How pleasant.
Did you ever want to go one place when Mark wanted to go somewhere else? It's my gang.
Did you ever want so much to make a good impression on someone?
That you just showed your tits to everybody?
You know what? I like
the
cut of her
jib.
She's good.
Did you ever feel alone, out of place, when you wanted very much to be part of the group?
Maybe. I don't like you're getting kind of personal with me.
How successful was your personality.
No, Mark just reverses it and says he doesn't want to hang out with them.
Exactly.
Let's see how personality
works. I feel a lot better.
Bill Woodruff,
I'm not the one with the problem. They're assholes.
He wants something. In fact, Bill has his heart set on something.
I want a new checkered shirt.
How he goes about getting it, and the kind of success he has, will reveal his personality.
I don't agree about what personality means.
Mom! Oh, Mom!
You needn't shout.
Mom!
You might have to have the car.
You're like eight. You're not getting a fucking car.
There. But, Mom, I have to have the car for tonight. Where are the keys?
They use their table for eating? I thought that's where you store your shit.
Yeah, that's weird.
But, Mom, the car...
Man, he has a whiny-ass fucking voice.
Mom,
the car!
I better say no.
But, Mom, you can't.
But, Mom, you're like 80 years old for some reason.
Your father and I may want to go for a drive this evening.
A drive? Where are you going? Where are you driving to? Around the block?
Bill isn't doing so well,
is he? Go for a drive.
Well, back when, you know, gas is 10 cents a gallon, you could go for just a drive.
Yeah, I guess.
Your personality is the way you affect other people. Think about that. The way you affect other people.
So if he can convince his mom to lend him
a
car, he has an awesome personality.
Can he have a better effect on his mother?
I disagree,
Let's
old man.
See how Bill changes.
Well, he's dead. He's not old.
Let me help, Mom.
What are the odds he's alive?
Oh,
kiss your mother's ass. To get what you want, be fucking phony piece of shit,
you to go to the movie
and you have
tonight,
a great
Mom.
Personality.
It's
no,
cool,
I get it. Hello,
I
mother.
I can drive you and Dad to the show before I go. You know, Mom, this is a big deal tonight, the summer formal. My first.
Please, Mom, my girl said she was going to blow me, and I mean, I've never had a blowjob ever. Please?
I'll get some glasses.
He's sucking up hard.
I know. He has a great personality now. Wow. He really turned it around.
I don't know why his mom looks like an 80-year-old lady.
Unless your father has other plans.
Man, she really started off late in life.
Some people do.
Thanks, Mom. You're swell.
Thanks, Mom. Yeah.
Yes? Part of your personality is the way you affect other people.
Yeah,
did you see how much more pleasing Bill's personality was?
What, he's begging like a fool?
It's fucking phony.
Nobody likes groveling, Bill.
Well, let's go to another house in town.
All right.
See what else we can learn about personality.
People in the 50s, they just fucking had
some
ideas.
Marie wants something. She wants a pleasant evening at the formal tonight with Bill Woodruff.
That same dude? That whiny-ass kid?
She wants something else.
You can
Barney,
do so much
you
better.
Have my scissors?
Here they are, sis. Don't get... Well, what's this?
She's naked there. That's so inappropriate.
Aren't we romantic?
Give me those scissors.
Okay.
Quit touching your sister's chest, man.
Going
That's
with
fucking
William
weird.
Woodruff, if you want to know.
Woody Woodruff, my hero. And he loves me so much.
Why are younger siblings so annoying all the time?
That's his TV. I don't know if that's, you know, reality. The kid's weird.
Fly away, my sweet.
Listen to him talk. That is, he's fucking strange, this kid.
Yes, another part of personality is
it's
the way
annoying
other
fuck.
People affect
yeah.
you. And if other people have a bad effect on you, it may be time to do something about your personality.
Her personality?
What, you're the problem because someone else is an asshole?
How can she improve Barney's effect on herself? She tried thinking about Barney. What was he after? What
her
did
brother's
he want?
Name is Bonnie.
He probably wanted
you have
Marie
a girl's
to be
name?
Angry to feel hurt. Because
Strange.
He feels a bit hurt.
He's Bonnie.
Out.
Yeah, Bonnie.
He can't go
Barney.
To the formal. Perhaps Marie should include him more.
I don't know.
Give him some
Didn't
attention.
Sound like Barney. Sound like Bonnie. Or here's a weird accent.
Okay, I guess.
Won't be many years before you're going to a formal. Bet you'd like to go tonight.
Not me.
I'll tell you about it tomorrow.
Who says I'm interested?
Nobody, but I'll tell you anyway.
Oh, well. Well,
I wonder what it's like having an older sister.
Up, will you, sis?
I don't know what it's like
you're
to have a sister at
guy.
All, so couldn't tell you.
Weird.
See the difference?
Bet you want to fuck her.
Marie
though,
concentrated on her brother... Instead
Could
of
you be wise,
herself.
Tell me how to
and
live my life.
And the result was a better personality.
Yeah, man.
You see the way to improve your
with,
personality?
I'm not with you here.
To improve the way you affect other
little
people?
Little kid was a little creep.
And the way other
all.
People affect you?
You affect other people and people affect
By
you.
By concentrating on his mother, Bill improved his effect
by
on
concentrating
her.
On his mother. He blew up her head with his mind.
By concentrating
what a fucking
on Barney,
pushover his
Marie
mom is.
Overcame
like,
her
nope,
anger.
Can't have the car. But
Barney
Ma, I'll take you to the movies.
Mom, I'll kiss your ass so good. Oh my god, it'll feel
so,
awesome.
To improve
I'll use my
your
tongue too.
How long is the movie? God. I hope it's a double feature. Otherwise, he'll have to leave the formal early.
I know. You're gonna spy
the other.
I mean, movies were really short back then. It's probably like a 45-minute movie. By the time he drops him off, picks up his girl, goes to the formal, he's gonna have to say, we gotta go. We've been here for like 10 minutes. We gotta leave. Sorry.
Bernadette, whatever the fuck her name is, we pissed.
Sorry.
No, I can't tell
Here's
my brother about the formal. Oh,
the
no.
The summer formal. When you haven't been...
They're all wearing white jackets like
before,
Miami Vice.
That's the style, man.
Crockett and Tubbs are here.
I'm going to bring that back.
You might even feel uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
No matter how well
you
get
say
along
uncomfortable,
person,
more relaxed, dude.
You
not
still
uncomfortable.
Have to meet the challenge of a new environment.
We already did that joke a while back.
I know.
You comfortable?
Here we are.
A Russian selling a table.
Are we early? There was hardly anyone upstairs taking their
Man, that place echoes. Having a
Did anyone show up to this dance? Where's the DJ or the band or something?
Hey, this year, everyone, we're having the formal in
do?
A cavern. It's
can
gonna be
you
awesome.
Can you improve your personality in a case like this? Will it help to concentrate on another person?
Pretty boring in here, huh?
Look, Woody. That fellow over there, he's really lost.
Yeah.
There is no one at this dance.
Come on, let's get acquainted.
Let's get acquainted. In real life, they'd say,
"Hello."
That guy over there looks stupid. Hello. Let's make fun of him.
This is Murray
Good idea.
Follett, and I'm William Woodruff. We thought we might as well get acquainted.
Well, I'm glad you did. Oh, my name's Bill Russell.
You know, it's all about your personality affecting the environment around you, and the environment around you affecting your personality.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear by some guy who died like 30 years ago who didn't know shit. So that's pretty interesting.
Isn't
this
a lovely...
Why are the only ones here?
Yes,
yeah, that
is
true. How early are they?
On another person.
You know this shit
when
doesn't start for like 2 more
the
hours?
Other person.
In fact, it's next week.
Can you do it? Just remember, part of your personality is the way you affect other people.
Yeah, you've said this a zillion times.
I fucking got it, man.
And the other part is the environment around you.
And still another... Is the
you know,
way changes
I'd
in
appreciate
your
it if they put
you.
These all out as
if
theories,
you concentrate
not
on the
as
other person,
it's. This is fucking
you can
fact.
Get along better.
This is how
you
it
can
is.
Make a start.
You follow this, you'll be
fine. Your personality. This is only part of the story of your personality, but it's the beginning.
Well, what's the other part?
And now,
hey, look, there's Howard in the stage.
We'd better go over and see him. Will you excuse us, please?
Surely.
No.
We'll
Why are we having this in a cave?
You know, if they said no, that they won't excuse him, does that mean they won't leave? I guess we can't leave.
Yes, friends of mine have known them for all of 2 minutes. But you know, they have something.
They have what? Personality, unlike me.
They have chlamydia or something.
It's more than just polite.
I saw some weird rash around that dude's balls. It's
I'd say they both had wonderful personalities. Wouldn't you?
I will say this, the girls in this video are very attractive.
Yeah, well, I mean, whoever's casting knows what they're doing.
But usually that stuff doesn't really,
They can't write for shit. That stuff doesn't translate over time.
Although...
This was filmed in 1951.
I do watch a lot of old movies, and the 30s and 40s and 50s women do, usually.
Some do. I mean, I've seen some old shit, too, where I see these chicks, I'm like, come on. Yeah. Like, really? Yeah. Fucking old bags. They look old even when they're young.
All right, well, that does it for this week's Time Machine.
Yes, yes, yes.
Go to HotShowWizKids.com where you can give us a call, leave a message. You can buy shit on Amazon.
I mean, yeah, I'm not selling anything except myself.
Well, we have shirts and underwear. If you want to buy your girl some underwear.
Oh, yeah, used. Gently used underwear.
Maybe we should start selling our panties like the cam girls.
Oh, yeah.
You can get
stained.
It. See, they always have the option. You can get clean.
Or so fucking filthy.
Soaked. Or with some perfume on it. That's what they do.
Nah, I'm not doing the perfume shit.
Sometimes they stick it up their vaginas and they just keep it there all day.
Ooh, I'm going to do that. I'm going to stick my... I have the boxer briefs. I'm going to stick it up my vagina.
Why are you walking like you got a pair of panties stuck up your vagina? I do!
A little uncomfortable, but you know... I charged like $50 for
it. It's the business I chose. All right, go there.
Actually, the business chose me because I used to put panties up my vagina for fun. So
yeah.
Now I'm capitalizing
Listen,
on it.
If you do what you love for work,
You'll never work a day in your life. Yeah. You kind of said it wrong, but you got your point across. HachaWizKids.com. Listen to the rest of the...